is a saint? The children were a little confused. What is a saint? And the children were confused because we tend to think of saints as super Christians, are the ones who have died. Certainly, they are holier than we are. But there's a book that profiles the lives of 32 saints that may make us reconsider our assumptions. Can you see that? Yeah. Saints behaving badly. And you can see that saint has a little devil's tail coming out. The cutthroats, crooks, trollops, con men, and devil worshippers who became saints. And you can find it on goodreads.com. So, saints behaving badly. Saints are not born saints. They become. And even in our psalm today, the saints called the faithful. Did you catch that? They're the aggressors. They have a two-edged sword in their hand, wreaking vengeance and praise in their throats. They don't sound much like we tend to think of saints. In Luke, the saints are called disciples, the ones Jesus is speaking to. And that word disciples, that just means learners. Disciples means learners. That makes all of us saints, behaving badly, behaving goodly. Saints and disciples are learners who go by many names, and I forgot to bring one up. But did you get a chance to write the name of someone on one of these? Good. If you did not, you still will have the chance to write the name of someone you want to remember this All Saints Day on one of these. Did you write the name of a saint? Or did you write the name of a sinner? Now, you're not writing a sinner. You don't want to remember that jerk. No. That's a trick question, right? Because all the names on these are people like us, a mixture of both. And there's a story like that, and maybe you've heard it. One day, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside all of us. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The grandson thought about that for a minute, and then asked his grandfather, "Which one wins? Which one wins?" And the old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed. The one you feed." Martin Luther talked about this story this way, and he said, "We are simul justus peccator. Simul justus peccator." Anybody know what that one means? You do. You do. It's simultaneously saint and sinner. We are simultaneously saints and sinners. We are at once body and soul, flesh and spirit, sinner and saint. These two contradict each other and remain perennially at war. The story of the wolves and Luther's description of us as simultaneously saint and sinner describe our human nature. But Luther goes on to talk about God's nature, to describe who God is and what God does, and specifically what God does in Christ. In Christ. One thing, and only one thing, is necessary for Christian life, righteousness, and freedom, Luther declared. And that one thing is the most holy word of God, the gospel of Christ. You are a saint because God says so. You are a saint because of what God does, not you. You are a saint because of what God has done. And that is who you are by God. That is who you are. Now, what you do about that, what we do about that, well, Luther had something to say about that too, of course. And he said this: the difference between sinners and sinners is something else. And this next part is a fair paraphrase. Luther writes better. But essentially what he said is, the difference between sinners is that there are some who want to be changed. There are some who want to be changed, to feed the good wolf, if you would. And there are others who go, psh, whatever, I'm only human. Let's leave it at that. And to that, in today's lesson, Jesus says, woe. Woe. Woe to you who go through life unthinking about all that you have. But the Greek word for woe isn't a curse. It's kind of more like yikes, or look out, pay attention. Woe, as that word is used here, is more like this woe. Stop. Look. How are you living? For whom and what are you living? Are your blessings really blessing you? What really fills you up and feeds your soul? Not your ego. What feeds your soul? We don't remember our saints because of everything they did, and because of all the money they made, and because of the kind of car they drove. We remember them for how they loved us. We remember the people they were on the inside. And there is a story about two wolves inside each of us. Which one wins? The one you feed. And how will you feed it? Jesus said to his disciples, to his learners, to those that would listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to anyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you.